Hi there, Jessup. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, what's included, how it works, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a couple of different discounts here, one being that you're a brand new business and then also because you're a veteran. First of all, I wanted to say thank you for your service. We really appreciate our veterans, especially on Friday. We're wearing red shirts as we do, just about everybody does, on Fridays to remember everyone deployed. Happy Friday, though, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Awesome. Thank you for that. My day's going pretty good.
Oh, good.
How about yourself?
Good. Well, you know, not bad. You know, thank you for asking. I really appreciate that. You know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up on the right near the top of the page,
correct.
Right?
Correct. I mean, I was telling Tara, you know, I actually was just kind of looking into
doing some
advertisement with you guys.
Gotcha. I mean, that's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't know who to call. And for a very young company like yours, that's pretty powerful. I mean, people will not need to already know the name of your company. They'll find you when they do a keyword search, when they're looking for, you know, landscaping near me or excavation contractor, site preparation, grading, resloping, whatever they might type in. We'll make sure that your business pops up as a top option. Of course, the calls will come directly to you no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do. It's a flat rate month to month. There's no long-term contract. Our job, though, is to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, the new business rate, not only is it by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public, it is a promotional rate, but not an introductory rate, meaning it's not ever going to balloon up on you later on down the road. In fact, it would only be the exact amount. In this case, $199.00. That's actually $200 off, a little over 50% off the normal cost of the service. And keep in mind, it is not just Google. To make sure that Google does recognize you consistently as, you know, one of the top options means that we'll create the content that the search engines search for. We know that Google is indexing almost 70 different destinations and directories right now, so our job is to create that content. All of it talking about your services and your service area, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, to the dozens and dozens of directories and destinations and platforms that are not as well known to the public, but still important to Google. And of course, you know, the businesses that pop up on the first page get more phone calls, they have more opportunities, but they're not on that first page just because they've been doing it longer than you have or because they have a bigger company or do a better job than you can do. They are on that first page, though, because they've got more relevant content, more content relating to that search than their competitors have. Now, Tara says you've got a website that you're currently working on, but it should be up and active even by the end of the day.
Yes, currently I do own the domain of www.cleartextmanagement.com. However, I'm doing a little maintenance on it, and I'm hoping that I'm going to have it today. I'm just kind of lacking a few pictures that I want to get uploaded, and it should be good to go.
Sure, of course. That's perfect. Perfect timing. You know, of course, our job is to make sure that that website is easily found. I mean, a website is a great conversion tool, but it's obviously only as powerful as the number of people that can see it. And since most people don't go past the first page, you know, getting you on that first page is paramount. And of course, I mean, it's well, it kind of amounts to that old football adage, you know, on any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Not that I'm saying you're the worst. You could definitely be the best, but until we get you on that playing field, which in this case is that first page of Google, it's pretty hard to win. You know, most people in your area are going to find what they need looking on that first page. So I think you're going to love it. I mean, like I said, it is a month-to-month service. You will get a very detailed tracking and reporting system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. You'll know which clients found you from the local map itself or from individual directories that we'll create. Now, the veteran discount, I can apply that to actually save you. Turns out, you know, at least in that first month, the same amount. I mean, there's normally a $299 setup fee, and it applies to just the first month. And it's for all the content and the time and the resources and, in some cases, the direct cost that we incur to create the content necessary to get you on that first page. Veteran discount, you're a young company, it's Friday, my supervisor's in a pretty good mood. I want to take $200 off of that one-time setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. Of course, it only would attach to that very first month, and then every month after that, it would be that fixed flat rate of exactly $199, meaning not ever even a penny more. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. The calls come directly to you. You're not paying for the lead, the click, the call, or the job. Now, Tara did, in fact, put in a couple of notes about the Angie leads, or formerly Home Advisor. Obviously, that is a lead-based service. Now, there's no direct conflict. I know it's a very young company, so you're very new to the Angie leads as well. You do not have to stop using that service to be a top option on the first page of Google. What I would tell you, though, Jessup, is what my clients tell me, the ones that have a lead-based service, whether it's the one that you've got, maybe it's Thumbtack or Networks or CraftJack, any of the others, really, where you pay for the same lead that then gets turned around and sent and sold to a handful of your competitors. Sometimes it's hard to get a job when you're dealing with a potential customer who is expecting several bids and several phone calls, usually looking for the cheapest guy, sometimes just, you know, tire-kicking window shopping, looking for an estimate for a future project, not even really realizing or caring that business owners come out of pocket in that moment for that particular lead. You'll probably end up doing what a lot of my clients do. I mean, my clients, you know, I think every business owner, in fact, prefer having direct phone calls. So once we get your phone ringing, you'll probably do what a lot of my clients do, which is to scale back on those leads. A lot of my clients keep their leads paused more often or all the time. Some of them cap their leads at a lower amount. A lot of them actually shut their lead service off altogether and let their phone ring. I mean, you know, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. Obviously, as a brand-new business, you haven't been around long enough for traditional word-of-mouth to be much of a factor just yet, but every client that finds you online becomes someone who can use you again down the road, use your services, and recommend you to somebody else. Now, being that it's month to month, I'm sure that this would be something you would want for your business, right?
I'm definitely interested in it. Can you tell me
this? Is it budget friendly enough with the reductions in the cost that I put in here for you?
It is. It is. But my question is, can you tell me what kind of demographics or statistics that you see within my area, like in a search within my area?
Sure.
Month,
sure.
Maybe, or even the last 2 weeks.
It would be a 30-day search and a 50-mile radius. That's what you're looking for here. So it's a 50-mile radius. And let me do. I know you're located in Carlock 61725, but Tara says you kind of do a 50 miles out of Bloomington. So let me do the search from there.
I'm pretty cool, so I'm off like a main kind of middle of nowhere.
Right. And you're not, you know, too far from Bloomington to begin with.
I'm about 20 minutes from Bloomington and 20 minutes to Morton, East Peoria, that kind of area.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, that's a good area. And I can see why you're willing to travel farther for the right job. So this is not going to be a comprehensive search by any means. It looks like it's populating the 6, 7, 8 most popular search phrases for landscaping, excavation. You're not going to be limited by this particular search. Someone can put in best residential grading contractor near me or something like that, right? You can still show up for those searches too. They're just not included in this particular search. So it's kind of a conservative estimate. But in the last 30 days for that 50-mile radius for the 8 more popular search phrases for the services you provide, it looks like there's 1,814 searches. Now, of course, that's not 1,800 people doing a single search. A lot of times people like to search a couple of times in a couple of different ways. And certainly I'm not trying to tell you you're going to get 1,800 phone calls in a month. You'll probably want to change your phone number if you did. But the reason that I bring it up, and Google's been tracking this for a very long time, it always does fall within the same margin of error, regardless of the area, regardless of the industry. The businesses that pop up on the first page, we'll see between 1 and 2% of the total number of searches for their services translating into direct phone calls. So 1,800 searches, 1% is 18, 2% is 36. If we add all the other keywords and search phrases that people can type in, if you're getting 20 or 40 or 50 phone calls in a month from someone who saw your website first, I mean, even a modest conversion rate would have you be profitable. Now, I know that, you know, with Angie's, you get a lot of tire kickers. You get a lot of, you know, people who are looking for estimates and things like that. Now, you're not going to be completely immune to that, but when someone goes to Google and starts looking at websites, and by the time they decide to call somebody, you know, they saw something that they like. They saw photos. They know that you do exactly what they're looking for, the type and quality of work that they're hoping to get. By the time they call you, for the most part, they're calling you hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. Now, now of course, you use Google yourself, so you already know you will not be the only company that pops up on that first page when someone does a search for your services. And of course, ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call your company. But the ones that do call you, like I said, are going to be pretty serious about hiring you and very excited to speak with you.
I would agree for the most part.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
If I'm looking to, you know, purchase something, whether it be a service or a product, if they don't have a website, I don't see a website,
right,
I'm not purchasing anything from them.
You're going to click on somebody who can show you what they do. I mean, nobody wants to waste their time, right? And nobody wants to call somebody who may or may not offer the services that they need. They want to see real quick on their own, in their own way, that they want to look and feel comfortable. Oh, okay, this guy does what I'm looking for. Oh, look at that picture. Okay, great. Oh, and he's not too far from me. Let me call him, that kind of thing. So that type of online presence is huge. And of course, you know that. That's why you're working on that website yourself. What I was going to say is, from Tara's notes, it looks like for the most part, it's just you. You can get help when you need to. And keep in mind, this is not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on. But on the other side of it, I mean, I know with Angie's, you get a bunch of leads, you pay for the lead whether you get the job or not, so you start to feel compelled when so many leads don't turn into a job to take the one that does, even if it's maybe a little too small and a little too far away, but you still want to, you know, get some money out of the investment. With this, you're probably going to be a lot more able to pick and choose what's going to be more profitable for you. If it makes more dollars, it makes more sense, and if you can get that job closer to home, even if it's a small job that you can get done quick and move on to that next one. And like I said, you know, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, it's that same fixed flat rate of $199.
And is just out of curiosity, let's say, you know, later on down the road, if for some reason, I decide not to continue with my service with Google, is there a cancellation fee?
There is not. Yeah, like I said, it is month to month. It's completely at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. You can even pause it. I mean, let's say you get more work than you can take on, or you want to go on vacation, or you can pause the service seasonally if necessary. But as long as you're happy and using the service, it would be that fixed flat rate. It will never go up on you, no matter how long you use the service. And like I said, it is completely at will. You can stop at any time, no cancellation, no early termination fee, nothing like that.
My next question would be, are there always slots available? Or do you have room for slots? Or do they become filled? You know, that was one of the first things that was said.
Right.
That, you know,
so... So when Tara's saying that there's a spot available, she means we are one of only 8 Google Premier partners in the country. There's 41 currently worldwide. So strict Google guidelines, we cannot purposefully put our clients in competition with each other. So we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry, and then once we find that company, we close out the category, we stop calling through the area. Now, down the road, someone says, hey, you know, I want to grow my business. I just hired another crew. Can I run paid ads over here and things like that? Now, Google does have, and you've probably seen it, 2 or 3 businesses usually pop up at the very top of the page. Sometimes there's 1 or 2 at the bottom of the page. There's a little green square next to it that says ad. Most people call that AdWords or pay-per-click. You know, if you're talking about 100-mile radius, you know, then we are allowed overlap when we're doing Google paid ads. But for the local campaign, for the local map, what we're talking about here, that pack result, we can only work with one business at a time per area and industry, of course.
Interesting. I'm very surprised that I'd be the only one in this field or industry, you know, wanting to service this area.
Well, you won't be the only company, obviously, like I said, but for us, you'd be our client for that particular area.
Yeah, I understand that. Like the only client that, you know, with you guys, that's
It's for the excavation category. Now, we probably got landscaping, right? Or lawn maintenance and things like that. So for your primary search phrase, your primary service, you know, that's the rule right there. But yeah, we probably have, because, you know, so many businesses offer so many different services and things like that. So there will be some overlap with some services in some areas, but for your primary search phrase, for your primary service or category, you know, that's the rule that we have to adhere to. And we're happy to do it. I mean, it makes sense for us too when we're offering our services on a month-to-month basis. And a lot of times, and to be honest with you, if we're looking at what we're looking at, $199, even with a $99 setup fee, you're only looking at $298 versus $399 and $299, which is almost $700. You know, we're offering our services, even though we're not building a website, and in a lot of cases we do build a website, we're still looking at providing the service below our operating costs. And of course, we're not locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs. We've been doing this since 2004, so we know our clients stay with it long term because it's profitable to be on that first page. But like I said, it wouldn't make sense for us to basically be competing against ourselves, having, you know, our clients in competition with each other when we're offering our services on a month-to-month basis. We want you to get, you know, the maximum number of phone calls, be able to pick and choose the work that's profitable for you. And obviously it's month-to-month, but we do look long-term, hoping to earn your business for a long time. I've actually been with the company over 9 years. April 17 was my 9-year anniversary. And I do have clients that have been with me from the very beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 10, 12, 14, 16 years. We actually started in 2004. A little bit later on this year, we're going to celebrate our 18-year anniversary. That's a long time for any company to be in business, and certainly for a young industry like search engine optimization and putting companies on the first page, that's a long time indeed.
It is. My only issue with this is the excavation keyword, I guess. That is not my in-depth service or my main focus of the business. What I offer in excavation is pretty small scale.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's good that you still fit the broad category. And Google has categories, overarching categories that within that category, like I said, you are not going to be limited by keyword or by search phrase. We're not calling through the area for landscapers, right? But because we're calling through the area for excavation, and because you do meet that umbrella term, that broad category, we can still get you on for the services that you provide.
We can
focus even on the services you most want to provide.
All right. I have a...
I mean, the business name is Land Management, so it's kind of all things, including lawn maintenance.
Right.
So lawn maintenance, lawn mowing, lawn care. I mean, those are all keywords, and I didn't even do that search. You know, you can be found for those searches as well, and it looks like you'll even do snow removal in the winter time. So, you know, one thing that we would be able to do as the seasons change and your focus shifts for services, we can change how we're branding your business as well, and that's going to make sure that you're always getting the right types of phone calls for the services that you're providing.
Okay. Now, you mentioned something about website building. You guys offer building a website?
Well, it's a microsite. It's a one-page website, sometimes called a landing page, but it's still Google compliant, mobile optimized, conversion driven. Our clients do quite well with it. Of course, you know, all you really need is something where people can see what you do, and as long as it's on the first page where they're looking, and a lot of business owners, I should say, go the wrong route. You know, they know they need a website. They might spend thousands of dollars and wait many months for their website to be completed. But if it doesn't have the right off-page optimization, if it's not linked to the directories, kind of the quantity and quality of authoritative, trusted citations, destinations, directories, and platforms that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search, then it won't be on that first page. And it's kind of like the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. So we do build websites for our clients that don't have one. You know, it's not a custom website, not included at no additional cost. We also do custom websites, but that's not what we're talking about including
here. I won't have any issues with mine, right?
I don't think so. Without having the ability to see it, I would ask you, it needs to do two things for a website that can rank well if it has the right off-page optimization, like I said, the right backlinks. Your website has to be mobile optimized, meaning it kind of reformats, it shrinks to fit, you know, it stacks on itself for a smaller screen like a tablet or more likely a smartphone. So your website should be able to do that. And then it should also be HTTPS. There's not a lot of sites around anymore that are just HTTP. The S at the end of it actually means secure, and it's important, especially if your website has a contact form. If people can put in personal information, it's important that you do have that S, that it's a secure site.
Are you familiar with Squarespace?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course.
That's US. So I believe that I'll be okay. They do have mobile with that.
Correct.
I don't know if I have. I don't believe I have it set up yet.
Most platforms do, where you can build your own website, and there's many platforms, Wix, Weebly, GoDaddy, GoSite, all those things will allow you to build your own website. Most of them know that it has to be mobile optimized. I mean, pretty much everyone looks on their phone more often than they do their computer, even when they're sitting, in the same room as their computer. It takes too long to turn on if you've got your phone in your pocket, right? It sounds like your website will work out just fine. We will promote your website as is and, of course, link it to the content necessary to keep you on that first page.
Now, what about Facebook? Are you able to link that as well, I would assume?
Yeah, I did notice. I did a search for what's online for your business. I did see a Yelp listing, a Facebook page. Looks like there's also a Yahoo listing as well. All of that.
But I definitely did do the Yelp. I kind of been working with a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I actually fully went into Yelp.
Okay.
Facebook's again, just getting rolling. I did some updates today.
Right.
And the website is not far behind. I just need to add a few more pictures and a little more text, but I got all my links hooked up and everything.
Yeah, so to answer your question directly, anything that you've got working for you now will continue to work for you. It will, though, reach a much larger target audience. So everything that you've got, we can link it to the content, and people will be able to see that. But, of course, most people, of course, Yelp and Facebook are things that people are aware of and things that people use.
Right.
But, of course, most people are just going to Google it, or even more people will use Bing. It's about 1 out of 10 people using Bing and almost 9 out of 10 people using Google. I mean, if you add up all of the other directories and destinations put together, it's less than 5% of the total number of people doing a search. But, I mean, we're talking about...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say real quick, you know, we're talking about, you know, Opendi, Pointcom, Solio, Telnav, Rated All, About Us, Hot Frog, Kudzu. I mean, stuff that most people have never even heard of. In fact, a lot of so-called SEO companies have never heard of that stuff. But, you know, because we're Google Premier partners, we know, because we get our training and our updates directly from Google, that all of those destinations and directories, in fact, the more competitive the area, the industry, the more important it is to have all your I's and T's dotted and crossed and to have everything that Google wants to see. Certainly, you know, that's going to be more than sufficient to have you out optimizing your competitors and being on that first page. But I did not intentionally interrupt, but I know you were about to ask me something.
Yes, I got a few questions. Where's your particular office located at?
Our headquarters are in Orange County, California, about halfway between LA and San Diego. Most Google partners are in California. There's a couple in New York, and I think right now there's two in Texas as far as Premier partners go. We own the building that we operate out of.
Okay. How long would it take you to have everything up and operational?
That was your question. Given I remember you started that. So Google wants us to say 7 to 10 business days. So we do go off of that. In my experience, that's usually worst case scenario. It's usually 7 days or less. It takes us about 3 or 4 business days to get the content created, you know, get your Google PIN verified and Google starts to index the content that we create. You know, obviously it's a month to month service. So we have to earn your business even in that first month.
Okay. I had another question. I forgot. I had a lot of questions.
That's okay. And I definitely want to answer your questions, make you feel comfortable with doing this. The business that I see is clear-cut land management. You said it was an LLC, or at least Tara put down that you are the sole proprietor, owner, operator of the LLC. But, and I would agree with you if your answer is to leave the LLC off of the branding of the business, right?
At least for the website. However, I think by state law, I have to operate as LLC in my name. I'm not really 100% as far as
for
legal documents and that go.
You know, I don't know if the specific states have their own, you know, distinction there. But I do know for Google, it's totally up to you, you know, even if it's like DBA, right, doing business as, you don't have to list Inc. Co's or LLCs in the business name. It's totally up to you, but consistency is important. The Facebook page has it as clear-cut land management, and it looks like even the Yelp listing has it that way. So, I mean, my question for you, and like I said, I think you're leaning off the LLC since that's compliant with Google standards and Google guidelines. I would think that that's how you would want it branded, right?
I am a little bit, but I think it looks a lot more professional, at least on a business card.
Right.
So I do have that on my business card, and actually my username for my Facebook page is Clear Cut Land Management LLC.
I saw that,
And there's another competitor that's out of state with the same exact name as my business.
Clear Cut Land Management.
Yes, their website is abbreviated on management, so it's like MNGMENT or something like that, and they are very established.
Yeah,
so
Sheriff listed that and said this is not his website. So yeah,
right.
So we can do LLC. I mean, it looks like, I don't know if that's a T-shirt or it's got that logo, the tree and the little pond by it, Clear Cut Land Management LLC, right? So would you want the LLC to be part of the branding? I mean, we're talking about branding your business wide scale, 70 different directories and things like that. Anything that's already out there, I mean, we can fix. We do what's called a NAPW audit, name, address, phone number, website. So, you know, we would know, get access to the Yelp listing, add the LLC on there and things like that if you did want to brand your business that way.
I think I should go towards the LLC route because I think it looks a little more professional and it distinguishes me quite significantly from that other business that's out of state.
It sure does. Yeah, it absolutely does. And like I said, if you've got someone who is not too far from you, even if they are out of state, you know, you wouldn't want someone to type in clear-cut land management specifically looking for you, as that will happen down the road when someone uses your services and might want to use you again for a different service or recommend you to somebody else. You don't want any confusion to pop up there. I think
that's what, you know, is going to happen. And, I mean, it's still going to happen even with the LLC.
A little bit, even with the LLC. But the more specific you can be, the more you can distance yourself from somebody else. I mean, Tara did find that when she was looking for your company by name. So, yeah, we definitely want you to stand out. The phone number that we are speaking on, it seems like this is the number that you would want. Well, it's the best number for us to reach you regarding your account, I would imagine. And it's also the one on the Facebook page. So it's the business number, too, right, the number you want your customers to call?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. And is it also the best number for us to reach you?
It is.
It is.
I also
okay.
have another, I assume you have an agreement. If I were to decide to go through with advertising with you guys, there's
right.
some type of agreement in writing?
Oh, yeah. No, you'll get everything in writing. in fact, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, I have to, as a Google Premier partner, I have to read what's called a voice verification. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee and things like that.
And again, veteran discount was a one-time towards the setup fee, correct?
Yeah, it applies to the setup fee, and it takes $200 off of that setup fee for you.
Okay.
Yeah, the new business rate, you know, we try to make it as affordable as we can for as many people as we can, and we do run into more new businesses than we do run into veteran-owned businesses.
It's extremely tough financially with a new business to get, like, a head start.
Right.
The cost of things are just astronomical, and just, you know, with extra employees, you know, workers comp, all that, it gets insane, and they make it really hard for a small business off the ground. Within a year, most small businesses don't even make it a year.
You're right. You're absolutely right. You're 100% right. And you know that, like I said, that's actually, well, that's a big part of why we try to make our services affordable, especially for young businesses, because we know how difficult it is to get a business up and going and to keep it going. But I think it also goes back to how the idea of this company, or at least for our owner, the idea of his business came about, and it's got to be more than 20 years now. I mean, we've been in business almost 18 years, but I do know the story. Like I said, I've been around, you know, working with this company since 2013, but the brother of the owner of our company has a gym, you know, and I think he still does. But back, you know, 20 plus years ago, the owner of our company, you know, real smart guy, you know, he helped his brother to get his company listed on Google and show up on the first page and things like that. Kind of a light bulb moment for him, thinking, wow, you know, my brother's got his own company, and maybe I could too, and maybe helping businesses, especially new businesses, get on the first page of the internet would be a good business model. You know, you fast forward almost 20 years later, we're a Google Premier partner now. So, you know, I think we do like to give back to young companies, especially. Let me ask you this. I mean, let me at least see if I can do it anyway, first of all. The one price that we've got in our system that is lower than a new business rate is a friends and family rate. Now, I'm not going to tell my supervisor that, you know, that I've known you since high school, or that, you know, you're a cousin of mine or something like that. But I would be honest with them, and I would tell them, first of all, you are a very young company, and that's why we're getting close to this friends and family rate already. You've got a website, so we don't have to build one for you. You're trying Angie Leads. He knows how expensive that service can be. And I want to tell him you're also a veteran. And, you know, like I said, we take pride in veteran owned companies and try to help them out as much as we can too. What that would do is it would take the price of the monthly cost from $199 down to $149. And then with the reduced setup fee, you're looking at, what, $248 for the first month and $149 every month moving forward after that. So it would not be just for the first month. It would be for every month moving forward, saving even $50 off of the new business rate. And I mean, I'd like to see if I can do that for you. I think I might be able to do it for you. It is Friday. And I know that my supervisor has been making that exception for some of the other pricing directors, especially over the last couple of years with the pandemic, and not so much this year, but 2 years ago he was doing that on a fairly regular basis, if I remember correctly. If I can get my supervisor to do that for you, kind of as a nod again to you being a veteran, see if I can get you another $50 off every month, would that be fair enough for you to give us the opportunity to get this going for you?
I would definitely be interested in that.
Let me shoot out a real quick message. He's usually pretty quick to respond. And then while I've got him on the phone, or I'm sorry, while I've got you on the phone and waiting for him to respond to my message, I think I need to refill my coffee cup already. Your first name is Jessup, J-E-S-S-U-P. I can see that from the email address on the Facebook page, which is jessup@clearcutlandmanagement.com.
Correct.
And then what is your last name, Jessup?
My last name is Duncan, D-U-N-C-A-N.
Mr. Duncan. And then when we contact you, we do use phone, we use text, we use email, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email it out to you. Now, a lot of the times, though, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Do you have a preference, though, as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Not really, no.
No? Okay. Okay, perfect. And there will be a little bit of overlap built into it. You know, if we give you a call and we don't reach you, we'll leave a message and send a text, that type of thing. The other thing that I wanted to ask you was, I mean, you are service-based, right? You always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no showroom or storefront, no address to promote for your business. Okay.
No, other than my home, but nobody's coming here to anything.
Right. That's what and is that the 464 Carlock Road, 61725?
Yes.
Okay, that's the address that I see on the Angie's profile. Now, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home or their truck, you know, and if you don't see any customers, even if you have like a small office where you did your paperwork, since no one's coming out to you, Google doesn't want to list any physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone actually to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most of the time. So they're just going to list city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. And then are
That's
you
fun.
Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday? When did you want to be found?
I'll work any day of the week.
Any day of the week. Okay, perfect.
Right now, yeah. Has a new business, any day of the week, I will work. So
like
Monday
sun up to sundown, 7 to 7, when did you want to be found?
I'm going to say 7 to 7. That's a good number. That's what I have most things listed at. I think I need to make an adjustment on Facebook. I think I might have that set at 7 to 8, but...
Trying to find it. Okay. And then do you accept cash, check, credit card?
I will accept all forms of payment starting out. So, and I have means to accept it in credit cards in several different platforms currently.
Anything like Venmo or PayPal?
I do have PayPal. However, I'm not going to be accepting that.
Okay.
Maybe
gotcha.
Cash App.
Okay. Oh, hang on 1 second. I did just hear that chime, so I know my supervisor has responded. Let me pull that up. It says, Paul, for this very young company, especially a veteran-owned business and one that is trying home advisor, I would be more than willing, he's referring to the Angie Leads, of course, I would be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149. He says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everybody goes online looking for the service that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time to use a friends and family rate, which, I mean, I guess it's a little funny, and it's probably quite true. You know, like I said, I try to not go below a new business rate because it already puts us below our operating cost.
Right.
But, you know, I like I said, I know my supervisor sees the same value in getting you on board as I do. I think it's something that you're going to use for a long time. So it would be for $149, and again, that reduced setup fee saving you $200 there still applies. So it'd be $149 with a $99 setup fee, be $248 to get started, and then every month after that, it would be that fixed flat rate of just $149, not $199. $149, like I said, is still a fixed rate, an exact amount, nothing else. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges or lead fees or anything like that.
Sounds pretty decent. Yeah. Now, do you think we should wait until I have the website done today, or?
Well, you know, it would take us 3 or 4 business days to build out a website, and it seems like worst case scenario, you're going to get the website up and going over the weekend. So I don't think we would have to wait for that. And like I said,
a live domain. I just have to publish it. It could be. I just have to click one button to publish, and that's it.
Got it. And then, you know, of course, if you continue to make changes, if you, you know, do another job, you want to put more photos on there and things like that, you know, we are going to be promoting your website as it exists in the moment. So if you make changes to it, of course, your website's still going to be attached. If you don't have any other questions for me, I would do a couple of things. One, like I said, I'll do that voice verification. I'm actually required to get through it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. And then I'm also going to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule a follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call, but that is kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure that we've got all the information that we need to promote your business, not just the hours of operation, forms of payment that you accept, but things like mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk about all the services you want to focus on and your service area. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then, like I said, the other thing that I would do is to read that voice verification. The voice verification is recorded, Mr. Duncan, although you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. Like I said, I have to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep, good to go.
Okay. Jessup, give me a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. Mr. Duncan, it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jessup, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
Clear Cut Land Management, LLC.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. And then, Mr. Duncan, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Jessup Duncan. Sole proprietor and owner of Clear Cut Land Management, LLC.
Okay, perfect. And as the owner of Clear Cut Land Management, LLC, Jessup, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Jessup, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Jessup, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Absolutely.
course. I mean, you have to answer your phone for the service to work. It's always a little bit of a concern for me when I call my client. If I'm calling the business number and it goes to voicemail, or worse still, mailbox full or not set up, I mean, I know if I were a customer trying to get in touch with them, I would be much more likely to call the next guy than I would be to try to call back. So we definitely don't want to miss opportunities. Of course, we all do, right? Like we said, no one wants to waste their time. So as long as you answer the phone, I think you're going to love the service. It does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Mr. Duncan, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. We are already aware of what you currently have online. We do what's called a NAPW audit. Again, name, address, phone number, website. We'll make sure that no address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning. We also do it periodically as well. We're not actually saying you cannot hire somebody else. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. Of course, we would want to make sure that that information, including the LLC, is accurate. And we also wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. With all of the reductions in the cost that I'm applying here, and again, with the additional reduction that my supervisor is allowing me to apply, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 23rd of September, and the very discounted, officially friends and family rate of $248.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 23rd of the month moving forward at the further reduced rate of $149. And again, that $149 is an exact amount. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees whatsoever. Of course, the calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. As I mentioned, we do offer our services completely at will, month to month, no contract. Of course, that means at any time, for any reason, you can discontinue the services altogether, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can also pause it whether you need to go on vacation, get more work than you can take on, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Duncan, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Duncan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Jessup, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. That does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
MasterCard.
And is it your name on the card, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both? First and last, or is there a middle name or middle initial on there?
Middle initial. It's got my first, last name, and middle initial K.
K. And then is it Clear Cut Land Management or Clear Cut Land Management LLC on there?
It's Clear Cut Land Management, but management is actually abbreviated because it wouldn't fit on the card. So it's
gotcha.
MNGMT.
Well, that's not bad. I've heard people say they tried to spell it out but ran out of room, so it's like half of a word, not even an abbreviation and not even a real word. At least you've got on your card the abbreviation for management. And then you said that was a MasterCard. That should start with a 5. All MasterCards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5282-2803.
Okay.
0202.
Yes, sir.
9489.
Okay. And then the expiration month and year?
0825.
08 of 2025, and then the last three digits on the back of the card.
664.
664. So I've got 664664 on the back in August or 08 of 2025. Was the card itself 5282-2803-0202-9489.
Correct.
And does that fill up that home address, the 464 Carlock Road, 61725?
It does.
It does, okay. And just about a minute here, Jessup, you will receive a confirmation email through our automated system that does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I actually do. I am outside currently, so the email will suffice.
Perfect. And you'll get that email through our automated system in just about a minute here. Just so you know, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. Both the client support phone number and the email address will be on the confirmation email that you'll get in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There is a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You'll probably even receive the text message before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other, please do just let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. Again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes only about 25 or 30 minutes. It looks like we are booked up for this hour and the next hour, but I can get 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock is the lunch hour, so I can do 1 o'clock, 3, 4, or the last one at 5. The call will get you a few minutes after the top of the hour. That's Central Time. Call will get you a few minutes after the top of the hour, get you off the phone towards the bottom of the hour. We've got 1, 3, 4, or 5.
Let's do 5.
Today? Yep, that'll be this afternoon at 5, maybe just a few minutes after 5. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. At 4 o'clock, our automated system will send you a reminder email an hour prior to that scheduled call, and I'm going to send you in just about a minute here a calendar invite right to your email. The invite is really more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our automated system should have sent out by now?
They both are confirmed.
Okay, gotcha. So if you open up the text, it goes right where we need it to go. If you open up the email, it's got the invoice below it, and then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That click here is hyperlinked, and that goes to where the text should automatically open up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yep.
Okay. So, of course, we're going to optimize your listing on Google. We'll also match the content on Bing. Of course, we want you to get those phone calls as well. It's not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo for directories. It is almost 70 different destinations and directories and things like that. And I want to walk you through everything here. But if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, we want you to either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears there. It is case sensitive and, of course, needs appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it, but a space surrounding the K. It is just the letter K itself, not a period after it. That would be enough to confuse the system. But if you got Jessup K. Duncan in there, hit the confirm signature box just below it. That does a few things. It, of course, lets us know that you know that it's that fixed flat rate, that it's month to month, that we reduce both the subscription cost as well as the setup fee. It also does allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. If it's taking you to the next screen where it's asking you for a username and password, you know that you are successful in submitting that, and you can actually stop right there. The reason you're being asked for a username and password, it's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking and your reporting system. The automated system thinks two things, both that your tracking system is active already and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true at this point. I think if you put in a username and a password, it would give you an error message that the page hasn't even been created yet. Of course, we need to do that client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or two, once that tracking system is activated, you'll get by email and password the username and a default password to access your account. Some people change that default password. Some people never do. I can give you the username, though. That cannot be changed, but it is easy for you to remember. It is simply your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So the username will always be just 217-741-4065. Now, you'll get, like I said, the client support email address, and any correspondence to that particular address is simply support@localsplash.com. Please include either your username or your phone number. Of course, in this case, they're basically the same thing, but that will allow us to easily access the information that we need and forward it out to the right department. When they do the client interview, they'll give you officially the photos@localsplash.com email address as well, and a couple of other things if you wanted to email the photos team directly. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else calling you from our client interview team in that 5 o'clock hour. I did want to be very clear, again, that voice verification is there to protect you, and it is very clear and concise in saying that there will never be any other taxes or fees or surcharges moving forward. It would only bill on today's date, the 23rd, at the exact amount of $149. Now, once we start creating that content, once other, I don't even know if there are SEO companies out there, but we have had clients say, I got a call from someone saying I owe them $91 or whatever some crazy amount is. If anyone ever calls you saying that you owe more money, or if they say that they're Local Splash, or if they say that they're Google, if they're asking you for money, just say, hey, I don't think that's the case. Paul said it's not the case. Or in fact, you don't even have to mention my name. Say, who did I sign up with? If they don't know my name, then that's not us. When we do the client interview, they're also going to ask you for a security question. So moving forward from that point, anybody who calls you, if they are with us, they will know both the security question as well as the answer without being prompted, okay? It's just kind of a bummer of anything in life. There are people who want your information and aren't always upfront and honest with it. So just wanted to give you that heads up, okay?
Sounds good.
All righty. Real pleasure speaking with you. Real nice guy. I appreciate your kindness and your patience. I don't always get both of those on a phone call. Text. Most of the time I get neither. You even made me laugh a couple of times. I appreciate that too. But you have a wonderful rest of the day. Enjoy the weekend. Like I said, it's going to be someone else calling from our client interview team in that 5 o'clock hour. But we are excited to get this going. I wanted to be the very first to say welcome aboard. We are looking forward to getting your phone ringing and to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Sounds great. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you too, Mr. Duncan. You take care. You have a great day, sir.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.